In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. The new leader of the Aurora Police Department says she understands why the community is angry, and she wants to fix that. Chief Vanessa Wilson is taking over the department, whose officers put Elijah McClain in a chokehold before the young black man died last year and handcuffed black girls over the weekend. Wilson says the scene of the girls lying face down on the ground next to a car police believed to be stolen was inhumane.
We need to do better. That's the bottom line, is we need to do better, and we need to do better now. And I know apologies are wearing thin, and I just need the community to give me a chance and to keep moving us forward.
Wilson says the girls would never have been handcuffed had officers used their common sense. Wilson is the first woman chief at the Aurora Police Department. Firefighters have changed the way they're fighting the Pine Gulch fire, which has engulfed over 11,000 acres north of Grand Junction. CPR's Paolo Chalceda has more.
More than 230 firefighters from Colorado and other nearby states have been deployed to combat the fire, which was ignited by lightning last week. However, officials say the fire's erratic behavior requires a new strategy and more personnel. There's a high fire risk in Mesa and Garfield counties due to high temperatures, low humidity, and strong winds. Officials say these conditions may lead to the Pine Gulch fire to continue to grow in size. I'm Paolo Chalceda, CPR News.
And there's an air quality alert in southwestern Garfield and northern Mesa counties due to that fire. Also, as he said, a red flag warning for much of western Colorado that's going to be in effect today and tomorrow. Hot weather for Grand Junction, highs in the upper 90s, lower 90s for Metro Denver and the Springs, and a chance for afternoon rain and thunderstorms. Right now it's 62 degrees in Boulder, it's 64 in Parachute, 64 in